You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the tug I was referring to was a tug of responsibility to give the audience the payoff on the story. But some other time we will get to that story. Remind me. Let's keep it.
Hold on.
No. This is what I'm telling you. Just all right. I know now at this point I was going to tell the story and I will tell the story at some point, and it'll inevitably be disappointing because now it already has too much buildup.
It seems like you found an escape hatch and you're taking advantage. I need the story. This is a story where you were drugged and cheated on a girlfriend. I mean, I need that.
The only time.
A tarpon bed. Yep.
The only time that well, we'll get to it another time. Yeah. All right. Just hold on to it. Just hold on to it. And what I'm telling you is I'm promising you.
Hold on to it.
I am promising you that the story will get told at some point, but not today. We're going to end with disappointment today about the time that I was drugged. Mike, would you do me the favor, please, though, before we go any further here on the post-game show, as we do this maiden voyage on Pirate Radio and we try to get our bandwidth right, and we will try to figure out a number of different things over the course of the week that make all of this easier and faster and better.
The pirate ship's springing all sorts of leaks right now, Dano.
What happened?
I mean, it's just I can't get the podcast out. The important part is they've recorded and saved.
Where's the guy in the miner's hat?
Yeah, he's going to need to get over here with a jump drive and then go to a public library.
Do you want to go get Bob right now, our one employee who's holding this, the whole America's biggest radio show, a show that the Cameo guy is saying he's never seen what's happening around Stugatz with our audience right now in Cameo. It's making Greg Cody insanely jealous.
He probably says that to everybody, though. Let's be real. If George Clooney joined Cameo, I'm sure he'd have a similar turnout of 60 requests.
If George Wendt joined Cameo, he'd have the same, I think, pool as two
George
guys.
George Wendt, Norm.
That is an excellent.
I mean, I have 55 requests. So I feel like he's seen this before, old Addison.
Okay, Addison might have a little Stugatz in him. All right, a couple of things here on the post-game show as we continue on this ride. Because there are a number of things going on that I want to tell you about as we are in the beginning stages of free agency, and we're trying to be creative about how we deliver all of this stuff to you because we try to be a little different at every turn, and we really do like the idea of sailing along for a few weeks as Pirate Radio. Billy, what are you laughing at so much with so much hysteria?
George Wendt is on Cameo for $125.
What? I mean, I am selling myself short right now, man.
I mean,
Jesus.
Norm from Cheers. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Who's more famous, Norm from Cheers or Stugatz? Because I think George Wendt is more famous than Stugatz. Is he not? Still, even though his heyday was 20 years ago.
It was more than 20 years ago, George. What? Cheers was in the 80s.
Well, when was he on Saturday Night Live as Da Bears? Was that in the 90s?
I think so, yeah.
My wife told me last night that last year the number one biggest earning person on Cameo was the guy from The Office who's the older balding guy. I don't know his name.
We talked about this. Kevin.
Yeah,
Kevin. Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, we've talked about it a couple of times. If you listened to the show or did anything other than be lazy.
You must have missed it that day.
Turn. Yeah,
he did over $1 million. I'm breaking that record, just so we know.
Okay.
I bet you are.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the contribution. One of the things that I wanted to ask you for, Mike, as I try to keep people abreast of what's going on with us, we are hopefully going to have a sponsor for this voyage as it gets going. Hopefully we will have a variety of different contents for you that you can find in some places. For example, I am hoping that by tomorrow, if Bob and his miner's helmet gets everything up and running and we have something as simple as bandwidth that works at the correct time, that we will be able to unveil a new merch store that will have more options by a lot than what it is you've seen. And we are hoping to have a merch store that is a place that you will enjoy going to. So that's something that we've got in play. And the other thing I wanted to do here, Mike, and is this going to affect your bandwidth as well if I ask you to get the long stat of the day intro, because I want to play it again, and it's our music, and it's something that was purchased by us, and our musicians did it. I would like to listen to it again, because it sort of evaporated yesterday. We put a lot of effort into that, and I want to tell the story of what it is that we were doing when we tried to do that. There were some people who seemed to think, why didn't they ever play that before? They should have played it before. And it's because we were working on it during the holiday break, right up until 3 o'clock in the morning the night before, and we forgot about Method Man, which was why it's not his fault that it's slightly offbeat. It's because we were doing it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd like to play the long stat of the day song, but I don't know if we can with the bandwidth situation.
Absolutely, Dan. I'll hit it.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day.
Let's go, Uncle Luke, bloody Miami Bass in their face. Face.
Hey people, listen up players, cut the bleep. It is time to go on a journey. I will take a flamethrower to this place.
Aye, puppy.
Is it just me, or is it a little warm in here?
Get it.
Flaming doo-doo fire. Flaming doo-doo fire. Flaming doo-doo fire. So loud, so wrong.
They can kiss my old Cuban ass.
Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day, it is your start of the day.
Yo, who did this and who did that? Lay up, way up before they block that. That boy hot, he on fire. I'm talking back to back and stats don't lie. You gotta have these skills, you can't fake this up. It's going in the record book, you can't make this up. Man down, time out, somebody break this up. Kick him out, double tap, show if he act up. Oh boy, my boy, it just got real. What you think this is? Oh, you gon' take this L for real.
Hey, yo, Method Man, one time for you, yeah. It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. This ain't a Stephen King novel, so don't get carried away. I borrowed the line from Poppy while I was passing the J. Man, what happened to Gase? It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. Long as the numbers don't lie, that's all that matters today. Shout to Poppy, cause he probably was a Mac in his day. Am I gay? Where Dolphin must have been the catcher today.
Wingless chickens. In 1943, the Steelers and the Eagles lost so many players to service in World War II that the teams combined and they called it the Steagles. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. I can't believe Dan thought Josh Allen would never be a good quarterback. Michael Phelps hit the longest golf putt ever made on camera at 159 feet. That's deep. The Harlem Globetrotters are originally from Chicago and known as the Savoy Big Five. And that ain't no jive. Joe Theismann's last name is actually pronounced Theismann, but a marketing guy at Notre Dame got him to change it to Theismann, so Theismann rhymes with Heisman. Theismann, Heisman. Joe came in second that year to Jim Plunkett. Man, that don't even rhyme. Who would have thunk it? Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Can't believe they thought Josh Allen would never be a good quarterback. Running backs don't matter. Sacks are not a QB stat. Magnus effect. Draft capital. True shooting percentage. Pass-watch win rate. What's a Pythagorean expectation? Spin efficiency. Yak like Kittle? Nobody's got yak like Kittle, man. Kittle's got crazy yak. Regress to the mean. Regress to the mean. Yeah, that's the stat of the day. Mm-hmm.
Who's got the most touchdowns? Who's got the most assists?
We see here our original G. Hit them with something sexy, Kenny G.
Wow, that was great.
It was amazing.
I'm not going to make us sit through 60 minutes, guys. I'll put that in post.
It was frustrating. I had to explain that to a couple of people in my family, my wife and my dad. It's like they listened for the first time yesterday.